Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is Tuesday, April 26th. I just want to start off with this because it's a good way to start into something, just a little lighthearted. I guess for them it's not lighthearted, but one of my favorite things to watch right now that I just have in the background while I'm putting together the news and stuff for the day is the Johnny Depp trial on the Law and Crime channel on YouTube. So you can just watch segments of it as it goes. Amber Heard's lawyer, Rotten Bottom or whatever the hell his name is the most incompetent person at his job on the planet. I watched him do like 10 sustained objections in a row. Every time he'd say something, the defense lawyer, or Johnny Depp would be the prosecution, that lawyer calls something and the judge sustains it every time, and he just keeps going and getting frustrated. There's been 15 things he's done funny, but this right here is absolutely my favorite thing. This is the lawyer himself asking the question and and objecting to his own question. You ready? Here you go.
You didn't know what could cause damage to Mr. Depp's hand while you were there on March 8th, correct?
Dr. Kipper told me he sustained an injury on one of his fingers.
Well, objection. Hearsay.
Wait, you asked the question.
Okay.
If I was Amber Heard, I would be so upset that I'm spending millions of dollars probably on this guy that objects to his own question. I mean, this is like a movie starring Pauly Shore or something, you know what I mean? Where it's like somebody, like a fish out of water scenario where they should not be a lawyer and they figure their way around it. I was going to say like my cousin Vinny or something, but he's actually a good lawyer. He just didn't fit in the South where they were doing the court there in that scene, saving the Karate Kid. But this is more like you're an idiot and you're forced to have to defend somebody. Oh, national news. If this is news, the truth is this is probably keeping us from 50 other things we're supposed to be paying attention to, but I digress. But anyway, more like I object. I object, Jesse, to you showing this today. What an idiot. Okay, let's move on to some local news. I can't believe that. It's quite interesting. You should totally watch it. Okay, there is an April 27th, which is tomorrow, Mammoth Lakes Town Council special meeting, and you can get the agenda and the link at Eastern Sierra Now, of course. This one's not super local, but it's local. It counts for us. Kern County scored something pretty sweet off of Caltrans. So Caltrans recently awarded a $3 million Clean California grant to Kern County for the beautification and enhancement of the Mojave East Park. The award is funded by Governor Gavin Newsom. $1.1 billion Clean California Initiative, his initiative that came out this last year. A multi-year cleanup effort led by Caltrans to remove trash, create thousands of jobs, and engage communities to transform public spaces. In this Caltrans video that you can find the link to at Eastern Sierra Now, the Kern County landscape architect who drafted the improvements discusses the project with community members from Mojave. The Mojave East Park enhancements will include new shade structures, windbreaks, tree planting, exercise stations, connected accessible walkways, new soccer field, renovated basketball court, new restroom to replace the previous structure, which was destroyed by fire, a bio-infiltration basin to manage stormwater, and new parking lot to serve the baseball field. The Mojave East Park is a primary public space for residents and the student of Mojave's elementary and high schools. In March, Caltrans awarded nearly $300 million in Clean California local grants to 105 local projects statewide designed to remove litter and transform public spaces in underserved communities. Additionally, in February, Caltrans announced 126 state beautification projects worth $312 million designed to transform communities along the state highway system. All of these projects are expected to generate 7,200 jobs. Governor Newsom's California Blueprint proposes an additional $100 million to fund a second round of Clean California local grant projects. Kern County received three Clean California local grants, which will provide more than $9 million to beautify Kern County's parks. All of the projects may be found at the link at Eastern Sierra Now. And to learn more about Clean California, you can visit cleanca.com. Somebody ought to fill out one of those grants and get the basketball court in Big Pine straightened up there at the park. I broke my knee on that when I was a kid. It's pretty slippery there, and I just whoosh, and that was it. Broke it. Rest of my life, I've been limping. So anyway, yeah, somebody should do that. Maybe that somebody's me. We'll see. What else do we got here? We got... Well, first of all, you know what we should talk about. Mora's Mineral Treasures. Have you guys been there? It's in Mammoth. It is by Liberty Bar. And you definitely want to go. Like I've said before, it's like walking into a museum or walking into, I don't know, a treasure trove somewhere. You walk in and you go, oh my gosh, there's jewels and gems and necklaces and paperweights and all these crazy gifts and beautiful things that you'd want to see in your windows. You know what I mean? Like people like to have crystals in their windows and stuff. It's incredible. It's wonderful. You know, my main man, Maurice, is running it there. You'll see him there. There's no better smiling face in Mammoth. And you should head down there to Mora's Mineral Treasures. You will not be disappointed, and you will not leave there empty-handed. That's a guarantee. Another person we haven't talked about in a while, and probably ought to hit them up, is High Point Solar. They are absolutely one of my favorite businesses in the Eastern Sierra. And not just because I like solar panels, but they are a great business. They do a great job. I was joking actually with Amy today about this. Amy answers the phone. It's kind of a big deal. People don't answer the phone. I tried to call to make an eye appointment with a doctor for my dad today. Couldn't get someone to answer the phone. Not one time somebody answered the phone. I probably called 25 times today. I finally drove to Bishop from Big Pine, went in the office, and had to make an appointment myself. And I let them know that nobody's answering their phone. And they said, oh, yeah, you know, it's been busy. But, you know, point is, nobody answers their phone anymore. Amy answers the phone every single time. High Point Solar. This is Amy speaking. And she is ready to talk to you and get you moving down the journey of cutting the cord, becoming energy independent. When you don't have to depend on a utility to provide your energy, think about what that gives to you. You don't have to pay that bill each month. You don't have to pay other bills because you could switch out propane, you could switch out kerosene, you could switch out whatever else you're running in your house to heat or to heat water, for instance. Just depends on what you have going. If you have propane dryer, for instance, you can switch that out to, or even natural gas or whatever you're using, you switch that out to electric, your solar panels are taking care of it now. The sun is paying your bills. There's nothing cooler than that, I promise you that. And here's the other thing about High Point Solar that makes them great, because everybody does solar panels, that solar companies, I guess. What's great about solar, it was explained to me today like this. I was talking with somebody else about this. Amy and High Point Solar is a lot like a broker. So if you go to her and you say, hey, I want 15 panels on my house, they'll figure out what you need, but I'm just using this for an example. So we need 15 panels on my house to cut the cord. Well, instead of saying, okay, well, we will only work with SunPower, for instance, that's a company that does this, your company works for SunPower. So you have to sell SunPower solar panels, SunPower inverters, SunPower racking, SunPower whatever. So you're stuck with whatever SunPower is selling. Another way to look at this is like, imagine if you pull into a Chevron gas station. You are getting Chevron gas at the prices that the Chevron gas company is selling it to their individual suppliers. But what happens if Shell gas is cheaper? Can that Chevron go to the Shell supplier? No, they can't, because they have a contract with Chevron and all those things. I'm just using that as an example. Same thing with SunPower. Amy doesn't have a contract with anyone. She has a contract with all of them. So she can find you the very best panels, whoever is selling them for the cheapest at that time. So she can hook you up. You can get all your stuff much cheaper than anybody else. And here's the kicker. All the panels are the same. I've heard people saying, oh, well, like SunPower, for instance, I'll just use them because they're the ones I can think of. Well, theirs last longer. Their degeneration rate is less. And what that means is, like, say, in 15 years, they're only going to work 95% of what they did when you first bought them. They're all the same panels. Everybody makes them. They're from the same companies. The small companies like SunPower and other people, REC, there's a couple others that do it. They buy their panels from the same place, and then they sell them at the rate they want to sell them for to make money. It's the same panel. So when somebody tells you, oh yeah, ours are better, they're not. They're exactly the same. The difference is Amy gets them cheaper. And High Point Solar warranties them for 25 years on top of the 25 that's already warranted through the company. You're not going to find that elsewhere. And the best part, let's say you already did
buy from Amy, or let's say you buy them from Amy tomorrow, they install them, and then you call your mom and say, hey, mom, you need to get some solar panels too. And then she does it. Amy gives you $500 cash for that referral. $500. And wait, there's more. $250 off your initial purchase if you mention Eastern Sierra Now. So you're not going to find a better deal. And remember, like I said, Amy answers the phone. You can call her and find this out right now. 2 a.m. Call her. She's going to answer the phone. That's what she prides herself on. And you can't do better. So, like I said, High Point Solar, you need to go check them out. Just trust me. www.highpoint-solar.com. And Amy's phone number, 760-937-5849. That's the work line. You call it. She's asking you. She's answering. You can ask whatever you want. Line up a gig. It's a free... free survey. She'll come out to your house, tell you what you need. She'll break down a whole thing for you so you can actually see, this is what the solar panels are going to do on my house. They're going to sit on this portion of my roof. Blah, 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 blah. All the stuff you need. There you go. I can't go on about solar enough. I actually really appreciate solar, and I'm a big fan of it. So go check that out. Shorty Speed Shop, my man Robbie. Subarus, Toyotas, Hondas. I mean, he can do pretty much anything, but he's specializing in the Japanese cars. 760-258-1342. Automotive diagnostic and repair, preventative maintenance. But you know what? Smogs. That's right. Not many people are doing smogs, and those that are, charge you an arm and a leg, and it's kind of a pain in the ass, honestly, because they don't want to do it. Robbie loves it and wants you to come to him. You can go there right now. He doesn't even need an appointment for smog. They're going to get you in and get it done, and you figure out what you need to sell and or buy that car. So, Shorty's Speed Shop. It's on Sneeden Street in Bishop, which is behind the brewery. So, the Mount Rambler Brewery. I need to get those guys on here. That's a good spot. I should go over there and talk to them. I digress. Point is, Shorty's Speed Shop. That's where you want to go. Again, 760-258-1342. That's enough commercials. Let's get to another story. So, Northern Inyo Hospital District is having a healthy lifestyle talk, as they do, about opioid addiction, dispelling myths, and saving lives. Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Dr. Ann Goshgarian is presenting a healthy lifestyle talk on opioid addiction Wednesday, April 27th, 5:30 p.m. This talk is free, it's open to the public, and available to watch via YouTube or Zoom. Those who wish to attend in person can join Dr. Goshgarian at the Birch Street Annex, 2957 Birch Street, limited to 15 people. Dr. Goshgarian is an emergency medicine physician at Northern Inyo Healthcare District, who is also certified in addiction medicine treatment. This healthy lifestyle talk will address help to the opioid crisis that plagues the country and offers insight on how those who are struggling can get the critical help that they need. Part of Northern Inyo Hospital District's Medication-Assisted Treatment Program, or MAT, Dr. Goshgarian works to help people overcome their challenges with addiction. The NIHD MAT program uses a patient-centered approach, offering individual and family support. Patients can even attend weekly support groups that include a warm meal. This educational presentation is part of Northern Inyo Hospital District's ongoing Healthy Lifestyle Talk series. The talks are open to public and free of charge. Once again, the talk will be presented in three formats: in person, but only 15 people, and remember, you wear masks when you go to hospital events. So 15 people. That's at the Birch Street Annex, 2957 Birch Street in Bishop. That's kind of behind Joe Kinmont Booth School on Line Street. Broadcast live on the Northern Inyo Healthcare District YouTube channel. Please note that to participate in the Q&A session on YouTube, you'll need to be logged into the service. If you do not have a YouTube or Gmail account, you would be best to log in to Zoom. Presented live on Zoom is the last option, and you can do that at www.nih.org/events-calendar. That's definitely worth it if you know and or are suffering from an addiction. That's definitely taken down a lot of people. A couple more bits of housekeeping here. Head over to Instagram. If you haven't yet, get over there. We want to hit 2,000 subscribers. We are closing in. Head over to Instagram. Go to Eastern Sierra Now on there. Just hit follow or like or whatever it is on Instagram. That's all you got to do. Then on your Instagram page, you're going to get the latest news when we post it on there. Our story is updated every day. We post all interesting stuff that we find around the Eastern Sierra. It's really cool. You'll like it. So head over and do that, would you? Another thing that's pretty great is if you just subscribe to our email, everything we do, you're going to get. It's that easy. Super simple. And we're almost to 1,000 on that, and that's what we're after there. So if you could do that, that would be so cool for us. Another big thing that I would like to do, as well as thank our Patreon supporters, is join our Patreon. It's patreon.com/EasternSeerNow, or just go to EasternSeerNow.com where you can click on the button. Our current patrons are Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, and Margaret. Thank you so much for participating and believing in us and helping support local news. There's nothing more important than local news. The other thing I really appreciate about what I like about the stuff that I'm doing, because I'm awesome and Jesse's cool, I don't mean it like that. What I appreciate about Eastern Sierra Now and what it's becoming is innovation. Nobody else is innovating anything around here. Bishop's 15 years behind everybody on everything, and it's always been like that. Well, that's one thing that I'm really proud of what we're doing here, is trying to get into the nows for the rest of the world. Our app, for instance, nobody else is doing that. That's going to change everything. It makes it so simple. All you have to do is just click a button on your phone, and boom, you got whatever news you want. You got local calendars. You've got local events happening. You can get this podcast right from there. It's all super simple, right in your hand, just like everything else we do. That's the thing. The innovation that we're doing here isn't something that's changing the world. It's just catching up to the world. And that's one thing that I'm really proud of, is that we're trying to get into the nows with stuff. How do we utilize technology to help make people's lives better in the Eastern Sierra? I think that's one thing that's really going to make a difference to stand us out from everybody else. I wish everybody else the best. I'm not trying to knock anybody else's service. They've been doing it for a lot longer than I have, and more power to you. But I feel it can be done better, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing here. What I need is help, honestly. Where this is leading to is, let's say, you know, you're looking for something to do over the summer. Maybe you're a college kid. Maybe you're retired. Maybe you're just looking for a change of pace. Hit me up. I'd be super interested in talking to you about the 15 different jobs available at Eastern Sierra Now. You know, they're going to lead into paying jobs. Right now, we're still building everything, so it's going to have to be an internship, or at minimum in sales, it'd be like a royalty kind of thing, or residuals each month. But you know, maybe that's what you're into. Maybe you're just looking to try something new, and you're interested in innovation and learning new technologies and trying out things like photography, videography, editing, drone pilots, writing stories, narrative fiction. It doesn't really matter. Doing interviews. There's so many things. Building websites, building apps. There's so many things that we do. Graphic design, for instance. Any of those things. Talk to me. Reach out. You can hit me at jsteele, S-T-E-E-L-E, at easternsiernow.com, or info@easternsiernow.com, and just mention something that you'd be into and you wanted to talk to me about it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a business. That's what I would be into, is you send me a resume, send me what you'd want to do, who you are, what your experiences are. I would absolutely love to talk to you. And like I said, as this grows, this will turn into a job, a paid position. I'm 100% guaranteeing that, if you're the right person. You know, if you're a good hard worker, you want to get something done, you want to learn, you want to grow, you want to play within the system here and help us innovate and grow. Yeah, I'm totally into that. So at this point, it'd be nice just to keep moving forward and grow. You know, growth is the key here. And I think that we're already growing like crazy. We're only, 8 or 9 months in at this point, and I'm counting it out on my fingers at this point. That's where we're already here. We have 45,000 views a month on the website, 115,000 on social media. This podcast, just on Spotify, is 120 downloads a day. You know, but that doesn't include Google Ads, which I don't know that one. I actually haven't looked at it in a while, and any other podcatcher. Or if you listen to this on Facebook, you just click on the link and hit play. That doesn't count towards things like Spotify. So I actually don't know the exact number on the podcast, but I do know a lot of people listen to it. And I think when the app comes out, it's going to completely change that and make it just go like gangbusters. So I'm super excited about the future with Eastern Sierra Now. I'm super excited about having you here listening and participating. And anything you want to do to help out, let's just say you have an event coming up, you want to get that out. info@easternsiernow.com. Let's say you represent an organization that often is releasing newsworthy information, press releases, events that are happening, stuff like that. info@easternsiernow.com. Just let me know what you're doing, and put that on your press release list. You don't even need to tell me that. When I get the news, I'm going to post it. I don't cherry pick things. What I get, I post. So that way you, the listener, have every bit of news, and it's up to you to read and listen to what you want to. That's the mantra here at Eastern Sierra Now, and we are stoked to have you listening to it, and we're going to keep growing and do the best we can to make Eastern Sierra Now the greatest news source in the area. So thank you very much for listening again. Tomorrow I should be around. I have a couple of issues. I'm shooting for a pretty sweet project that's in the Alabama Hills. It's for something that's going up in a something in Vegas. I don't know much about it, but it's a big, like a 360 kind of shoot in the Alabama Hills. That should be pretty cool. So I'm going out to that, and then I am in the Shakespeare play in Mammoth, Measure to Measure. So I have a rehearsal for that. So the news might be a little bit late tomorrow. So probably more like 6-ish, I'm guessing. But that's probably okay. Most of you probably listen to this in the morning the day after anyway. So you should be good there. But again, info, EasternSierraNow.com. Let me know. Tell me you're listening. Tell me that you're enjoying what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Comment on some stories. Just say, hey, keep up the good work, or you suck. Get out of here, fiend. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. You know, it's just about communicating with the community, and that's what I am all about, is can we create a back and forth to make sure everybody is involved. I'm going to leave you on that note. Have a good one. This has been Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, April 26th.